The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday, and it's that day when we begin to unwind from the working world. And turn our attention to a more relaxed atmosphere and where we will have a little bit more time to think on things that are important to us. So I want to welcome you this Friday afternoon and to thank you for taking the time to spend this hour with me and my guest today. Want to remind you that Spirituality 101 is all about you. We are here. We have designed this course of study as the Missing College course. And we are here to support you, to nurture you, to bring you resources, to provide for you a forum where you can express where you are and how you are on your journey, but also for you to have the opportunity to listen to the stories and the habits and what has been learned along the way from guests that I may bring on the show, to direct your attention to the spiritual tools that are available to each and every one of us in these evolving times, but most importantly, to spend this hour with you to share and to join and to help you to know that you are not alone on this journey. Today, our topic is spirituality and modern living, keeping it real. And as I promised you last week, we are going to be using different formats for the show. We are going to experiment with a few different formats until we find one that you and I are comfortable with, collectively and individually. And so today, we're having a conversation with my guest, who will be here to share a little bit in the first half of the program of her own journey, and then we will move to the lesson of the day. Spirituality and modern living. This week's topic comes straight out of the mailbag. For so many of you have written to me and expressed an interest in learning how to integrate the spiritual path into the demands of everyday living. Well, here's the first reminder on how to do that. It's a reminder that says spirituality, sometimes also referred to as the path of mastery. That's the way it was referred to in ancient times. The ancient spiritual scholars referred to spirituality as the path of mastery. But spirituality, or the path of mastery, is not a theory. That's what I want to start off with today. It is not a theory. It is not something you read in a book or you attend a workshop and you listen to ideas and ideals about it, and then you come home and you forget it. Spirituality is, in fact, a call to action. And so I have invited my guest today, who will join me on the show, and she will, we will both share a little and talk a little about this topic of weaving spirituality into our modern day living. Please help to welcome onto the show Carol Binta Nadim, who is an ardent student, I can promise you that, on the path of spiritual growth and development. She's a retired psychotherapist with 5 decades of spiritual growth behind her. Wow. I don't know about you, but I want to hear what she's learned in those 5 decades. Please help me to welcome Carol Binta Nadim. Carol, are you there?
I am.
And how are you this beautiful Friday afternoon?
I am filled with a lot of hope, and I'm so grateful, and I thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I'm a regular listener, so I'm appreciating you.
Yes, and you're also very, very regular contributor. You do send me your ideas and your thoughts. And did I mention as well that Carol is the leader of a monthly women's community drumming circle that I am also a part of? And Carol, I have to tell you, I don't always get to the circle as often as I would like to, but when I do, it just frees me up and clears the clogged thinking and allows me to become as creative as the universe would allow me to be. So I want to thank you for that. You are certainly holding a circle open for women that helps us to get, you know, I have this thing about take out trash. Well, I've discovered that your drumming circle helps me to do that. I want to start, first of all, with a question.
Okay.
Share with us an aha moment from your journey.
Okay. Great. I want to go back quite some years. I was in my hometown of Philadelphia. And I was actually just recently returned from a 15-month journey to, in my view, to find nirvana. Of course, you know, I was young and ambitious at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had recently separated from my friend who was my travel partner, and I was feeling a little jealous of her because of her apparent self-confidence. And I felt like my childhood, she had a childhood with 2 loving parents, and I was not feeling like I had the perfect childhood. I was actually on a macrobiotic diet at the time. I mentioned that because I was pure in spirit, I think. I had a revelation that my perception at the time was upside down, and I actually felt some energy force pick me up and turn my body right side up.
Mm.
This kind of occurred somewhere in my consciousness, but it literally felt like I had been walking on my head, and now I was flipped and placed with my feet on the ground.
Wow.
The revelation itself was that suddenly I saw myself as God sees me.
Hmm.
It wasn't the way I had been seeing myself. I had thought of myself as a child who grew up without a father, as a person who had not realized her true sexual self, or as a victim of life's oppressive rules. But suddenly at that moment, I was free in an instant. That was really important, and I'll never forget it.
Wow. Feeling like you were, spirit literally turned you upside down.
Turned me upside down. Everything that I thought, I thought, I thought. Was flipped over. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, I better start paying attention.
Wow. But I'm also interested that it came out of this place where you were feeling that perhaps this person who was on a journey with you had gained much more spiritual growth, perhaps, and was more balanced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, than you were.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I was comparing myself. I was comparing myself with someone else who I perceive had it going on, you know?
That's right. And rule number one in spirituality I have found, do not compare yourself.
Do not compare.
Because the universe, God, spirit, however you may choose to relate to it, has got its own plan. And maybe sometimes working backwards to move you forward. Or before you know it, you wake up and discover that you have gained mileage and you were not even aware that you were gaining mileage. So rule number one, don't compare yourself with others.
Absolutely.
Because the universe has got a master plan that you might not even be as aware of as you can be. Now, believe it or not, they're beginning to indicate to me that we have to take our first break. But before we go off to the first break, I want to come back with this question. What brought you to the path you're on?
Okay.
What brought you to the path you were on?
Okay. Do you want to go to the commercial first?
We'll go to the commercial, and then we will come back to this question that I'm really very interested in. You know, for me, getting on the path had to do with a notebook full of questions that nobody seemed to be able to give me proper answers.
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me, well, I might as well change my life habits and patterns in the hope that I might get answers to questions nobody else could answer. But I want to hear when we come back what brought you onto the path. Please don't go away. This is Spirituality 101, and we'll be right back with Carol Binton-Nadim and how it is that she got on this very spiritual path that she's still on 5 decades later. We'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma Carroll.
Yes.
What brought you onto this path, and why did you stay this long?
I guess staying this long is easy to answer. It's really not entirely my choice. So I'm on it, but I'm here. I'm on this path, but sometimes I wished I could give it up, but it's not possible. So, because once you
inherently a part of you,
it's there. You're there. But I started when I was about 7 because my great grandmother was my first spiritual teacher. She had a book called The Prophet on her living room table, and I used to look at the drawings, and as soon as I was able to read, I started reading some of the poems. And she actually continues to guide me from beyond the horizon. When I was 7, people used to ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up? Or what do you want to be when you grow up? And I remember answering, a wise woman. I think I wanted to be like my great-grandmother, who I considered a sage.
So you had a sage as a great-grandmother, and you wanted to emulate that. Do you think you have done that?
I think I'm on my way. I think I'm. She was 95 before she died. So she's
95-year-old sage as a grandmother, and as a friend of yours, I'd like to tell you, you've gotten there, whether or not you acknowledge it or not, wise woman.
Well,
you've gotten there. Now, tell me, what have you learned in these 5 decades? What have you learned, and what can you say? And you've got to summarize this for me. What can you say to my listeners as a piece of advice to someone who's starting out on this journey today? What have you learned? How has it made your life different?
How has it made my life different? Well, what I've learned is that life is absolutely a miracle every day, that it is something to experience every day like a child, to look at life and be willing to experience it, to be willing to be present in the moment, to take each moment like a wonder, to, you know, to just ponder things as you have never seen it before. Maybe it's something you've seen every day, but one day it speaks to you in a different way. So I guess what I really learned was to be present in every moment and to pay attention.
Be present. In other words, mindfulness.
Yes, mindful.
And where has all this mindfulness and this experiencing life as a miracle, where has it taken you to date? As a friend of yours, what I would like to say, one of the places where I really, really admire the strength of that spiritual growth is your, what I call, inter-religious marriage.
Yes.
Because I think it takes a great deal of spiritual growth to be able to embrace marriage from the perspective of strong, rooted Christian principles and strongly rooted Muslim principles.
Absolutely. You know, that's, you know, Spirit has guided me all my life, as I said, since I was 7, really being guided by the Spirit. So when I first considered marriage to my husband, who is an Orthodox Muslim, Spirit guided me to have a prenuptial agreement. And the prenuptial agreement wasn't so much about money as it was about, I am a Christian, you are a Muslim, I will never become a Muslim, and I don't expect you to ever become a Christian. That
wow.
will not be my intention for this marriage, and I hope it's not your intention. And we both signed it. We both signed an agreement that we would not try to evangelize each other.
Wow. Wow. And have you been able to stick to that agreement?
Absolutely. Although there have been times when both of us have wanted to influence the other, persuade the other, we expressed a desire to one another. I wish you were doing this spiritual path like me. I wish you were doing this like me. But one thing that we did agree on, I learned something from my husband that in Islam, they believe that Isa alayhi wa salam, which they call the name for Jesus, is returning. He will return and he will unify the world. Well, when my husband told me that, I said, well, as long as we're both waiting for the same dude, I think we'll be all right. doesn't matter how we wait.
It doesn't matter what stance you're in while you wait, right?
Yeah.
So we're waiting for to say, oh, that is absolutely wonderful. But we're laughing about this. But you see, this is where I kind of pay attention to spiritual growth. Because spiritual growth, this is what this whole thing about walking a spiritual path is about, will take us on a journey that other people look on and go, I don't know how in the world you managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we begin to know that we know that we know who we are spiritually, when we found our spiritual identity, then we can kind of relax. Because what I'm hearing from you is you're not sitting there threatened, believing that one day you're going to wake up and become a Muslim. And he's not sitting around feeling threatened that one day he's going to wake up and become a Christian. And it allows you to kind of walk the middle way. And that's what this whole spirituality and this walking the way of the mystery and walking the path, it's supposed to raise our consciousness to the level where we can go in circumstances that may be difficult. We can go, I can. We can. We can find a way because we're living with what I call a new civility.
Yes.
We are living with and walking with a new civility. Drumming. How has drumming, what part has drumming played? I know you're a drummer, a master drummer. What part has drumming played in this spiritual path that you're on?
Drumming does two things. Drumming, for me, one, releases stress. It releases stress. In my work for the last 25 years, I've always worked in arenas where I absorb a lot of stress. I absorb a lot of people's pain. And I have to release that somehow. I can't hold that. So drumming helps me to release all of which I take in.
Uh-huh.
It just, you know, continues to be a circular kind of experience. And then it also, for me, helps me to become to harmonize with the spirits of my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where I came from. The first drumming group that I started, it was called Sankofa, which means go back and fetch it.
Mm-hmm.
And what my goal for drumming is to remember my roots, to remember the roots of my being, the roots of my earth life in Africa, for example. And, you know, it's so interesting that in many African countries, women aren't allowed to drum, so that was another reason why I was interested in having a women's drumming group, so that we could participate in that form of art that allows us to communicate with ancestors.
Communicate with the inner. People think of drums as being able to communicate one village to the other in Africa. We do not really think about the fact it allows inner communication as well.
Exactly.
Now, what other practices have you added to your everyday life that has helped you to build a strong spiritual base?
Well, I have to keep, it's almost like tuning an automobile or bicycle. You have to oil it, you have to do things. So I do practice yoga. I've practiced yoga since I was a young adult, various forms of yoga. Right now I practice Bikram yoga about once a month, if not more. I have a meditation routine or a routine meditation that I do daily and a group meditation that I do twice a week. And, of course, prayer is constantly a part of my day. And I guess those are the things that I now do to keep myself spiritually attuned and oiled, if you will. And it really takes work. You really can't, I mean, once you realize how challenging the spiritual path can be, because you are going to be in the process of growing, and growing means changing, and changing sometimes is painful, and there's often resistance to change and growth and expanding your perception and expanding your ability to be more inclusive of others.
Okay.
It's very hard. So you got to practice.
Okay. You seem to have mastered it.
Sorry?
The inclusive part. We have got to take another break. Carol, I want to thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your own journey for us. And I want to ask you to stay on the line as we go into the next half an hour where I'll be doing a little bit of teaching, provide a lesson for the day, and perhaps ask that you give us some comments as I go along. Because having been on the journey for 5 decades, there's a whole lot, I am sure, that you have to say to those of us who are somewhere in the midway part of that journey, or even, have you experienced what I've experienced? It doesn't matter how far along the journey I get, I always feel like I'm in the process of starting all over again.
Oh, yes. And sometimes, you know, that's when you're being stretched just a little bit more.
That's right. The stretching is taking place. What do you have, I ask myself, Norma, what do you have within your being to be able to bounce back? And that is when those spiritual practices that we have put
in
place.
That's when they come in handy.
Exactly. Come in very, very, very handy in order to help us to stay the course. I see they are taking us out to another break. Please stay on the line as I give the next 15 or 20 minutes lesson, and then we'll take comments from you.
Thank you.
Please don't go away, my listeners. I hope you have paper and pencil. When we come back, we will get into the lesson of the day, spirituality in modern day. And I hope that you will relax and enjoy all that is to come. Spirituality 101, we will be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
We've got a guest on who continues to be on as we move into the lesson for the day, spirituality and modern day living. Today we want to talk about keeping it real. Spirituality, also known in ancient circles as the path of mastery. And I'm sure you're looking for a definition. Spirituality, what is that definition? What does it mean to be in a path of mastery? Well, I want to remind you, first of all, it is not a theory and it is not devoid of action. Spirituality, or walking the path of mastery, is a call to action. And that action means that we've got to weave spiritual practices very carefully into our modern day life. Instead of looking at our modern day life and assuming that, well, how am I going to get this modern day life to be spiritual, I want to kind of like challenge you to think of 24 hours in your day. And those things for which you have responsibility, like you got to wake up at a certain time. If you're a family person, you got to get the kids off to school. You have to get to work. You have responsibilities at work. But begin to look at your 24-hour day and see how it is that it is divided up. And then you have got to literally take your spiritual consciousness and place it in the middle of your day, so that whatever activities you're expected to carry out, whatever responsibilities you are expected to carry out, you will begin to weave this thing called spirituality into it. If I have to stand and wait for a bus or wait for my ride, that could be a moment in which I get into mindful listening. That could be a moment in which I could get into an affirmation. That could be a moment in which I could just be still and know that there is God. And therefore, I am weaving that spiritual practice of being mindful in the moment right there into that 10 minutes or 15 minutes of my day. When I began on this spiritual journey, my very first three spiritual teachers did not ask me to read a single book. Now, that is not to say that there's not a lot of information included in books. We are blessed today to have so many books and so many topics. But I think what they wanted me to do first was to get into action. And I would show up at my teacher's, the very first teacher, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he would say, so what did you do all day? Tell me about your routine. How many times did you think about God or these practices that we, because he would say, just the thought of what it is you're trying to accomplish, just intensifying the intention of what you plan to accomplish in your mind is part of the act of being spiritual. I hope that helps you to understand it. Life is all about change, and we're living in evolving times. With social, political, institutional, and even personal change going on all around us and within us. But it is how we flow with these evolving times is what's going to make the difference. And the ways in which we can very creatively place our spiritual practice into our everyday life. For example, you have a job, you have a lunch hour, and you need to do breathing exercises, perhaps because you find that you're breathing very shallowly. Well, you can take the first 15 minutes of your lunch hour to simply step outdoors or close to a window and carry out 15 minutes of breathing exercises and then have your lunch. And in that way, you've kind of like woven that 15 minutes into your spiritual practice. So it's how we flow with the responsibilities, etc., and our intention to kind of like live the daily practices in every little corner, little aspect of our life that we can, that will allow us to do. But I'm sure you may well ask the question of, well, what is all this leading to? If I follow, develop these practices, I follow them, where is it going to take me? Well, try this. I tried to simplify it as best as I could. It will move us from that place of mere belief. We start off, many of us, in religious traditions, and if you started off in a Christian religious tradition, you're taught you have to believe, only believe, and belief will take you to faith. That is quite true. But even when we get to faith, you see, we're still acting out of something we believe, but we have not yet seen. But when we enter upon this spiritual journey, we move from belief to faith to after knowing, and anybody who's been on a spiritual journey for a while will tell you that you get to that place where you know that you know that you know, even though you may not have the evidence to show it to those around you. And you begin to know that you know that you know because you are allowing the inner teacher to guide and instruct and bring the wisdom. One example of that that I love to give, it is very, very true. I take the same route to work every day. And I get out of my driveway and I generally will turn right. And the thought in my head was go left. And then my reasoning mind came in and said, but if I go left, it will take me an extra 50 minutes to get to work, and I can't afford that this morning. So I turned right, my usual way. But I turned right, I turned left, and I went straight into the traffic backup that had me sitting there for about half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And if only I had listened to the inner teacher, the inner voice saying, you need to go left, that even with the 15-minute extension, you'd still get to work on time. So we move from faith to knowing. And that knowing is because, I want you to pay attention to this, when we are on a spiritual path, we are students of the inner teacher. And not necessarily always look, we look outwardly for reminders of where we need to be going. But that the teaching begins to come from the inside when our practices keep us in the flow of spirit. And then our teachings, our real teachings come from the inside out. What I found on my journey is that often the teaching will come inside and then the book will appear in my hand that will really then validate that which I was taught from the inside.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Carol? Have you had experience with that at all?
Absolutely, absolutely. I did want to say something about working. I am retired now, but I worked for 20 years in an office. And one of the things that I learned to do in that situation was to kind of express positive things when I was, you know, under someone's supervision. I didn't
Yes.
really like being supervised, but I would send positive energy to the person or think positive things or say affirmations during the day when I was very unhappy being in an office.
Absolutely.
Confined. So those are also practices for our spiritual journey when we are not where we want to be. You can make that, like you were saying, you can turn every situation into a spiritually enriching opportunity.
That's right, because if we're walking with the attitude of gratitude, I may not like what's coming out of my supervisor's mouth, but I woke up this morning and I'm thankful that I woke up, first of all. I'm thankful that I woke up in my right mind. I'm thankful that the car didn't break down on the highway. I'm thankful that I have a job to go to.
Exactly.
I am thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my family. And then when we're looking through those eyes, you see, when we set the power of intention in place, today I am going to just be grateful. Mm-hmm. When we're looking through those eyes, it helps us through the difficult places because we're not so focused on the difficulty. What is all this leading to? The spirituality? It will lead us to an ascension of consciousness. So we begin to process from a much more higher level where gratitude and love and compassion resides, where that inner spirit will take you to that place of loving. That inner spirit will take you to the place of knowing that we are all in this boat called life together, but we are at different stages of processing. Much the same as you would not beat up a kindergartner because they can't do a math, a high school math problem. It's the same as we journey through life and we begin this spiritual walk and we begin to ascend in terms of our consciousness. We see through new eyes and we can then be compassionate and a little bit more appreciative. Where will all this spiritual journeying take us to? It will take us to mind over matter. My granddaughter, some of you heard me say this before, my granddaughter at her black belt We attended the day when she did her trials for her black men, and she absolutely awed me with her performance. And I said to her, how in the world do you bake bricks with your hand? And she says, Grandma, mind over matter. It took some training for a 12-year-old to be able to understand that. As we walk spiritually, it will take training, mindfulness, and purposeful thinking to be able to get us to that place of mind over matter. It will take us to mastering the art of taking out the trash so that as we go along in life, we release the past. We let go of that which is creating turmoil and dysfunction. And we begin that process, believe it or not, by physically taking care of the trash, getting rid of the trash in our physical environment, which begins the process of being able to take it out in the mental process. So we may want to clear our desks. We may want to clear a room. We may want to clear a closet when we feel like we're carrying a lot of mental baggage. Because in the process of doing that in a very physical way, we begin the internal process of clearing out the baggage. It is a journey that will take us to engage inner peace. And I want to remind you that the call to engage in a peace means that we have to create an harmonious environment. Create our working space, our living space in a way that represents harmony, that represents joy, that represents beauty. And in doing that in a very physical way, we begin to take our inner focus to that place of spend time in gardens. Put a garden in place in your own home. When it's winter, bring in plants, sustain life, nurture the beauty around you. Be mindful of what you put on the walls. These are all physical things that lead to encouraging the inner beauty to come forth. And I see we are ready for another break, Carol.
Okay.
When we come back, we will talk about living in the mindfulness, and I'd like your comment on that because I know you have a lot to say on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back, as we are talking here today of how do we fit this thing called spirituality into our modern day of living. And we're really talking about mindfulness now. And where is all of this spiritual living and having our being taking us to? And one of those places that it will certainly take us to is seeding wisdom. It's like planting seeds in a garden. The experiences that we're having, whether it's meditation, contemplation, visualization, which are all tools on the pathway, whether we're engaged in doing that at times that we've set aside for us, or whether we're just trying to fit some of our spiritual practices into our everyday stream, what we are in fact moving towards is seeding wisdom as we go along the way. And one of those places for giving ourselves the opportunity to get mileage along the way is seeking to live with sincerity and truth. You know, there's every now and again a point in my growth and my development when I stop and I say to the universe, I want to find out what I'm into. I want to find out what is the truth, the real truth deep down in my soul of why I'm going in this direction. I need to be reminded. So can you remind me? Can you remind me of the truth? And as we begin to ask the questions about getting to the truth of the matter, then we are required to live at a certain level of sincerity. And so sincerity and truth are one of those places along the way where we gain mileage, and our everyday living environment gives us the opportunity to be able to express, to ask for the truth, and when it is given to us, to be able to represent that and live that with sincerity. Carol, I want to call on you to say, do you have a comment to give there?
I do, but yeah, I'm trying not to think. When I started my spiritual search, I was searching for truth. I was searching for truth because I always had heard that truth was God, that God mm-hmm. is truth, that's what God's all about, truth. And searching for truth is like the old adage we hear, to be a friend, to have a friend, you have to be a friend.
That's right.
So in order to find truth, I found out, you have to be truth.
Mm-hmm.
In order
you have to attempt to be truth.
You have
because
to
when we first
to
on the journey,
truth.
We're not perfect.
You have to be honest. You have to be sincere. And I was not sincere for many, many years. And it takes a while to be brave enough. It takes
That's
courage
right.
to be truthful.
And to ask for that bravery along the way. Sometimes we know not what we need to ask for because we're not paying attention. And when we find that we're not quite there, to be able to take it into prayer and meditation and say, please give me the bravery
yes.
that will allow me to walk with sincerity and truth. Trust the supreme orchestration of the universe. If you find yourself questioning whether I can really follow this inner guidance, where I could really follow God, take a walk out into the universe and ask yourself if by your own judgment and your own logic, you could have hung this universe together.
Exactly.
And if the answer to that is no, then maybe I should just follow.
And sometimes the search for your own personal truth is very complicated. I once heard a definition of denial. Don't even know I am lying.
That's right. And you see, this whole thing about personal truth, we need to kick that to the side, please. Personal truth is just the stages of lying that you're going through.
Exactly.
For real. I want the truth of the universe. I want the truth of my soul. And when we get on a spiritual journey, we got to dig deep enough to find that. When I found myself in a sweat lodge, sweating with Native Americans, then I discovered what my soul was calling out to pray to Almighty God for. It was totally hidden from me. And it was about the animals in the world and the way we treat animals.
Mm.
And I had no conscious understanding of that because guess what? I was running around the world at the time preaching my own truth.
Yes.
And our own personal truth are just simply diminished sometimes levels of denial. that we're going through. And as we're walking on a path, they begin to diminish. But nonetheless, we need to be striving for the universal truth. We need to be striving for the truth that dwells within our soul, the truth that is our spirits, the truth that we are beings of peace and not war. We are beings of inner peace and not disharmony. We are beings of love and not misalignment. And that's the ultimate truth. That all these individual personal truths are just various levels of growth, stages of growth that we have got to go through. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's the deeper truth beyond all those artificial, identities that we have given ourselves.
It's the beginning of a new civility. Walking the spiritual path will take us to our individual and collective input into the creation of a new world that is aligned to peace on earth, goodwill to man. It brings our individual consciousness as we allow it to grow and move upwards in alignment with the collective consciousness so that we can build this new me,
this
new you, and this new earth. Engage every single opportunity you can. Look at your schedule, look at your way of life, and you will find so many opportunities to do little breathing exercises, to express affirmations, to stretch. If you couldn't quite make that yoga class or you couldn't quite make that exercise, that session you had for exercise because something else has shown up, engage the 5 minutes or the 7 minutes that you can in bringing forth and mastering those little things about your spiritual growth that will take you to living from the heart center. Because when we live from the heart center, we begin to live through the streams of love, and therefore we make the heart a whole lot lighter. I hope I have given you some food for thought. I hope that in all that we've said today, it is helping you to recognize the real meaning of living in mindfulness and being able to have your focus on your being on this consciousness, to become so acutely conscious that time, that you can, each and every one of us have the ability to be able to schedule our time and to place into the time that we do have spiritual knowing, spiritual seeking, and spiritual practices. I want to thank you, Carol, from the bottom of my heart, and I want to ask you to give out the information about your monthly women's drumming.
So. Okay. I thank you also, Norma. And the drum circle is a community drum. It's co-ed. There are two drum circles. One is a woman, and then one is community. The community drum circle...
Yeah, 1 minute.
What is www.mysantiwellnesscenter.com, and you will find flyers there that will describe when and where.
Say that again.
www.mysantiwellnesscenter.com.
Okay. And the other?
And the other is my bintacab@gmail.com. You can email me for information about the Women's Drum Circle.
Say that again.
bintacab@gmail.com.
Thank you so very much, Carol. Really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing from your journey. May God bless you upon your journey and expand your territory. And to my listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I hope I have given you food for thought and I've given you perhaps a new perspective. Remember, walk softly, gently upon the earth, for each of us argued for the right to be here. And now that we are here in these amazing, evolving times, we must image and bring forth peace, sincerity, truth, love, joy, and happiness in the journey, wherever the journey may take you. Until next week, God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.